Welcome to Sierra Leone live news broadcast. In what was described by many as the seeming expression of frustration, disappointment, resentment and disgruntlement by the number one gentleman of the Republic of Sierra Leone Police. Dr. Michael Ambrose Sovula, in an extraordinary August gathering of frontline commanders in the crime management on Friday 5 November, this year, at the Senior Officers' Mess, Kingtom, involving the Criminal Investigation Department, CID. Family Support Unit, FSU, Transnational Organized Crime, TOCU, and Scientific Support Unit, SSU, respectively. The no-nonsense IGP in an unusual tone and disposition expressed his dissatisfaction and dismay over the attitude and conduct of investigations done by the aforementioned departments and units. The IGP, who was once an accomplished investigator and prosecutor over the years, did not mince his words. In an unprecedented outburst, he outrightly condemned the lethargic attitude of some investigators, citing the improper and inefficient entries in the diary of actions, wrong charges on files, delay in investigation, absenteeism to testify in court, failure to exhaust alibis amongst others. Amidst all the shortcomings, inadequacies, and challenges, he however commended a few good supervisors and investigators who have been working assiduously and doing extremely well in their duties. He took umbrage on account of citizens' perception about the police, which is unfavorable and unsavory. The IGP underscored the core values of the institution, which amongst others are to value her people and also to deliver quality services to them. The government of Sierra Leone, he mentioned, is making reasonable efforts to meet the welfare challenges that personnel are faced with. Lastly, he commented about the forthcoming promotion, emphasizing that some personnel would be catapulted to higher ranks owing to the fact that they've proven their mettle and are worthy of recognition. Prior to the address of the Inspector General of Police, the Deputy Head of Media and Public Relations Unit, Assistant Superintendent of Police, Samuel Seo Kanta, dilated on the misuse of information sharing bordering on public opinions. He spoke about miscommunication, misperception, and misinformation. The Director of Crime Services, AIG William Faye-Aselu, remarked that the numerous challenges highlighted by the Inspector General of Police was acknowledged and would be given the attention it deserves, promised that there will be a paradigm shift in the disposition of personnel. He lavished praises on the IGP for his initiative on numerous activities that have motivated the rank and file of personnel generally, amongst which were the re-establishment of ranks, the colorful decorations of senior officers after being promoted to various ranks, construction of new facilities in the police barracks, supply of quality rice, revamping of communication infrastructure, refurbishment of police headquarters, and other edifices, training of personnel in the specialized units, moral support to the peacekeeping unit, the transformation of the sports unit with an assistant commissioner as a strategic supervisor. Appealed to the IGP to assist in facilitating local and international training for investigators. He also informed the IGP that henceforth, he'll ensure that the crime management is not only monitored, vetted but audited regularly in order to ensure sanity and sanctity. Various personnel made contributions, noting that never in the history of the SLP has such a meeting been held with the full participation of no less a personality than the Inspector General of Police. The vote of thanks was done by Commissioner of Police, Mr. Joseph Lahai, Head of Scientific Support Unit. Detective Assistant Superintendent of Police, Michael Kelly Dumbuya, Crime Officer, Congo Cross Police Division. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.